2027 is shaping up to be one of the most ambitious years in comic book movie history. We're getting a sequel to Matt Reeves' The Batman, a follow-up to 2025 Superman, and the MCU's most expensive gamble yet, Avengers Secret Wars. But the real question is, will these movies actually bring audiences back? Or is 2027 just another last-ditch attempt to save a genre that's already fading? I'm Jonathan from Comic Book Cinema, joined by Chazzy from the Side Project Podcast, Generation Offended, and Toler Talks. Let's break it down.
Comic Book Cinema!
2027, July the 9th, Man of Tomorrow, which is really interesting, something I didn't even think about until yesterday, but we have Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow in 2026.
Yeah.
And then in 2027, we have just Man of Tomorrow, which is supposed to be a film where Lex and Superman possibly team up to fight a greater threat.
Brainiac.
Potentially Brainiac. It's not confirmed, but we've gotten a lot of hints that it is going to be Brainiac. I think that alone is exciting, that we're going to see Brainiac for the first time ever in live action film. I think he was in a show once before, right, Chazzy?
I think so. Yeah, I believe he was.
One of those Arrowverse.
Yeah, CW. I think he was. I believe he was in that. Yeah.
And I know he's been in a lot of video games, but just seeing Brainiac, to me, that's intriguing. Even though, you know, he's not Nuclear Man from Superman 4, which would be even more intriguing, but that's another debate for another time.
I'm excited to see Brainiac for sure. That's something that I want. Like I said earlier in my long rant, like I just want different things. I want things that haven't been done before. Just speaking of Superman as a whole, though, I gave this movie, I can't remember. I think I gave it like a 6 or a 7. Not a bad movie, of course. I mean, 6 or 7 is, you know, it's above 5, so it's above average, but it wasn't my favorite by any means. There's things that I really liked about it, and then there was other things that I was like, whatever about. I didn't like Lex Luthor. I didn't like Nicholas Holt's version of it. That's just me. So that didn't speak to me, so I'm not really excited about him and Superman teaming up. That does nothing for me, but I am very much so excited to see Brainiac. So that's where I'll leave it for me.
Do you prefer Jesse Eisenberg's like Jolly
no,
Rancher?
God, no, God, no. No, no, no. That.
It's Jerry.
As big of a Snyderverse fan as I actually am, I hated that, dude. I hated Jesse as like, that was horrible.
As far as my excitement, I mean, I'm hung up. I'm not a Snyderverse guy, you know, like Chazzy was just talking about, but I am very much a Henry Cavill guy. And David Corn Sweat, I'm not a hater or anything. I think he did a fine job.
Yeah, I agree.
But to me, in my lifetime, like I'm 35, in my lifetime, I've seen a better version of Superman, and we just had it very recently. And so I'm still kind of like salty about that in a way. Not that Snyder's in charge. I don't give a crap about Snyder. I care about how they handled Henry Cavill, how they screwed him over, and how he worked really hard towards that character, and then just to be replaced. I think any comic book fan would be kind of pissed off over how an actor, especially one that was dedicated, really dedicated to being that character, how he was treated.
I don't think that there will ever be someone who looks the part more than Henry Cavill.
I gotta agree. Yeah.
The don't greatest even get me started on The Witcher.
Same thing there too. Like they screwed him on there too.
To be fair though, he wouldn't shave his mustache.
Contractually, he could shave it for Mission Impossible. I gotta back him up.
Yeah, he was contractually obliged to keep it. Yeah.
I don't want to be too negative. You know, I'm trying to be positive for you, Jonathan. But I'll be honest, I'm not overly excited. He just brought me on here to crap on everything.
That's
right. I'm very hesitant to be excited for any upcoming DC stuff, especially after Peacemaker season 2. I don't know if I trust James Gunn with the reins of the entire universe on his own with like everything going the way he wants it to go. It could be pretty risky, I guess. I mean, like if he trusts the right people with these characters, then fine. But I just don't really think he's the man for the job. You know, he's good at specific things.
I think that he's a little too involved. You know, he's trying to direct and write everything. He needs to take a step back and be more like Kevin Feige and just let these other creatives do their thing.
Yeah, I agree.
He's involved with a lot of stuff.
Well, that's why I was excited about Clayface, because he's producing that. And he gave the pen and paper to Mike Flanagan and gave the camera to James Watkins. So I'm like, I'm down for that.
You know, something that I didn't like that he said recently that I saw is that he said that everything with Batman has been done, so he doesn't know what to do. That couldn't be further from the truth. There's a lot of things you could still do with Batman. Yeah. That just kind of made me feel like he just doesn't understand Batman.
I mean, there's so many villains that he has that haven't really been seen. I mean, like, yeah, well, to be fair, we had Uma Thurman's Poison Ivy, but like, we could do that one again. We could do Hush. That'd be a really good one to do.
I believe Matt Reeves is supposedly doing Hush. I thought it was going to be Mr. Freeze, but it's rumored to be Hush.
If we do Mr. Freeze again, I swear it has to be Arnold. And I need all the one-liners back. I need every one of those one-liners back.
I'm not a fan, typically, of race swapping just for the sake of race swapping.
Yeah,
same. But I heard this online a few weeks back, and I can't stop thinking about it. It would be perfect. Juan Carlo Esposito as Mr. Freeze.
You know what? I'm not opposed to it. I agree with you. I think there's probably some maybe some better choices, but he's not a bad choice just because he's such a phenomenal actor. That's why I'm going to go ahead and agree. But I don't know if he'd be my first choice, but I wouldn't disagree if he's on the list at least.
Because at least for me, when he was Gus Fring in Breaking Bad, he was so intimidating. And I just can, that voice is mostly, you know, and his presence. And he does pretty good on The Boys too. So
yeah,
I think that he would be great in that role.
You mentioned The Boys. I have to do an exorcism in my room now.
Generation, real quick. Are you more of a DC fan or a Marvel fan?
I grew up reading Marvel comic books. I'm not really I'm a DC movie fan, I guess. You know, like I've read some Batman stuff, but I was mostly Marvel. And actually, I don't know if I'll get crucified for saying this, but I really liked Ultimate Marvel comics. Specifically, I'm a big Spider-Man fan. I had a lot of Spider-Man comics growing up and stuff.
I just have one question for you all. Are you guys wearing hockey pads?
Oh my God. I hate that line, dude.
Because October the 1st, we're all going to be wearing hockey pads to the theater when Robert Pattinson's Batman 2 finally comes out. Robert Pattinson is definitely not my favorite Bruce Wayne or Batman. The movie, when it first came out, the first Batman, I enjoyed it. But then upon rewatching it, first of all, I realized that the movie's 3+ hours and it's slow. And not only that, even when I saw it the first time, Bruce Wayne should not be so emo. There needs to be a little bit of a dichotomy there between the two, Bruce Wayne and Batman. To me, it just felt like Twilight Boy being Twilight Boy. I wasn't huge on it.
I actually had a very similar experience. I went to watch it and I walked away kind of feeling like there was something missing. And then I complained to my girlfriend about it for half an hour. I watched it the next day, went back to see it, had a special cigarette before going inside. And it gave me a whole new perspective on the film.
I like the wording on that.
Yeah, it just really drags. I thought the pacing was really off, like especially because they keep going back to the Riddler's apartment, then they leave, and then they come back, and they go, like it just keeps going back and forth. And the Riddler's plan didn't really make any sense. And the big reveal that the bad guy was the bad guy the entire time was pretty underwhelming. But I really liked Gotham. I think that was the best Gotham we got so far.
Yeah, there were some things to like about the movie, but overall it was just so dark. It was almost like they were trying to out-dark Christopher Nolan. And in a lot of ways they did.
I'm going to add some context to the statement I'm getting ready to say. And for those that disagree and want to fight me on it, I'll give you my address. We go out back at the Taco Bell and just have it out. I didn't like the way that he was written. And I definitely didn't like the fat, overbloated suntan version that got brought in to do reshoots. When you think about Batman, Ben Affleck is my favorite Batman. Kevin Conroy is my Batman, the voice of, but as far as on-screen adaptation, Ben Affleck is my favorite because he looked like he was ripped right out of a Frank Miller comic book. I mean, he was his style, the way that he looked, the way that he acted, how violent he was. The dialogue did him no favors. Why did you say that night? So stupid. Please, for the love of God. So seeing Ben Affleck and seeing that huge, just muscular version of Batman that's just pissed off and just doesn't care anymore. And then to go to like this weird, like, emo something I like the angle. I like how he was a detective. It was almost like Detective Vision in the Arkham games. I really liked how they did that, but as far as Pattinson himself, I just I didn't like that style, not in the slightest.
I pretty much second almost everything that Toler just said. The only differences that I have here with everybody is that I liked Pattinson's Batman. I liked the movie. There's some cons that I have with it, of course, but I mean, overall, I guess I'm the only one here that enjoyed it the most.
No, I like the movie too. Overall, I would say
I like the movie. Yeah,
it's a solid film. Okay. Yeah. But do I like him as Batman? No.
Like I said, I agree with Toler. Like, Batfleck is my Batman. That's my top choice. But I think what drew me into Matt Reeves' Batman is kind of what was been said here, like Gotham. Certain tones and the way that they shot it. And I kind of like a little bit more grounded in reality version. The way that they portrayed the Riddler made me think like, man, okay, you could do like Black Mask in this universe and it would fit. Yeah. Like the Penguin, it fits. If you do Freeze right, I think there's a way that it could be done. Hush really works well here. Even
Clayface. Thunder,
yeah, Clayface. It, yeah, mm-hmm. It could be done here. Even Bat family members like Red Hood fits perfectly in this universe. Even Nightwing, you can make it make sense. Like, oh, there's a lot of things that work in this universe. And I think that's what drew me to this Batverse more than like Robert Pattinson himself as Batman.
There's a lot of pros about it. And like you said, Penguin, Colin Farrell as Penguin. Oh, yeah. Give me more. And yeah. The Riddler, I love that interpretation of the Riddler. It was very grounded, real world, but also a little scary.
Okay. I think there's a lot of good ideas in there. I liked the Alfred. I thought it was cool how he's a bit more militaristic.
Andy Serkis.
Yep. Andy Serkis did a good job.
Jeremy Irons
is really good. I really liked his Alfred as well. He's got the voice. I didn't love how he's just bulletproof, though. Like, he's just walking around taking, like, assault rifle shots to the chest at point blank, and he's like, yeah, I'm fine with that. Like, Batman, you know, he's not invincible. He can't just walk up to people and take gunshots to the chest and be fine. He's supposed to be wounded. He's supposed to be human. So I thought that was a little over the top. It kind of takes away from the stealth aspect as well. What's the point of sneaking around if you just get shot? Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, dang. Well, I mean, even Affleck's version in the warehouse scene, he gets a gun pointed at his head point blank, and he takes damage to the point it pisses him off, and he actually stabs the guy later. So
yeah, that's a debate amongst the fandom about Ben Affleck's Batman that he killed. People are so upset that he was a killer. Well, I always point back to Michael Keaton.
Ah, same. Yeah.
They were killing Nolan ruined us.
Well, I thought it was cool how we're getting a later version of Batman where he's, you know, had enough of Gotham, you know, and it's, and there's actually a lot of signs that he has just started killing. Like, that's not something he's been doing for a while. I looked at like a video where it's like, breaks down the guns on his Batmobile. They're like recent additions. They're not like things that have been there for a while. There's lots of little good details about his character throughout the film, and it really does a good job of building him up to be a bit darker than we're used to.
Robin's suit and his death, and which is the death of the family. We see that, so that could be an indicator as to why he's so pissed off and just doesn't care anymore.
The only thing I didn't like about that, though, is Snyder said that it was Nightwing, not Jason Todd. It was Dick Grayson was the Robin that died. Should have been Jason Todd.
Let me think what I want to in my own head. Okay.
December 17th, 2027, Avengers Secret Wars. Now, this is the film that was, I feel like, made for me. I love these crazy cameos. As long as they make sense and have a purpose, I'm very, very excited about Doomsday. But as excited as I am about Doomsday, I'm even more excited about Secret Wars because I know it's going to be the grand finale of everything. Everything that we love is going to be wrapped up in this film. I think that this is probably going to be a 3-hour movie, maybe. I mean, minimum 2.5.
It's got to be.
Probably going to have every single comic book character that you've ever seen on the screen in the film. Yes, I am super, super excited about this movie.
You already have a clip of me from Doomsday. I'll talk about Doomsday. You can just take that same clip and put it in here for this one. Except do it double. I'll give you a warning. Get ready to censor. 3, 2, 1. I don't give a fuck about Doomsday.
Oh, no.
I'm not trying to be, you know, I'm trying to be good or anything. Again, I have my reasons. I'm going to go see it. I'm not going to walk in trying to hate it. But like I said before, I've been burnt more times than Freddy Krueger by Disney recently. So I am not trying to get excited.
I'm interested. I don't know if I have enough detailed conversation because I need to see what happens in Doomsday. People need to be unalived and not Thanos snapped and come back in the next movie gone. There needs to be hardcore repercussions, like
stakes.
Yes, everything needs to just be like, oh my God, in Doomsday, right? Leading up to everything else for the rest of the movies, which then leads up to Secret Wars. Like, I mean, people need to be gone and never coming back. I want that. I want something absolutely mind-blowing. I don't want Disney princesses. I want absolutely mind-blowing unalivings. You know what I mean?
Going Bobby Smurder on them.
Yes. You know what I mean? Yes.
I don't care. Kill them all.
And I want Spider-Man to be a centerpiece of this.
You're just trying to get offended on your side. That's all you're trying to do right now.
That got me a little bit. You almost got me there.
I do. I want Spider-Man to be a very integral part of this. For right now, I want Spider-Man to kind of be street level. I want to see that moving forward. But going into Secret Wars and everything, I want Spider-Man to be, what's the thing in Deadpool that we got? They are the centerpiece of their universe. What's it called again?
Anchor beings.
Anchor being. Like, we got to figure out who's the anchor being of our MCU. I've seen a lot of people saying, like, what if it ends up being Spider-Man? A lot of people are like, oh, it's Cap and Cap's coming back and it's this or it's Iron Man. It's it. But you know what I mean? What if it ends up being Spidey and Spidey is like the center moving force of this movie, which is kind of semi-accurate with some of the comics and everything for Secret Wars. But like, what if he is like the guy in this movie?
Now that you brought that up and now that you mentioned Cap, I think personally I would prefer it be Cap.
You think so?
But can we talk about for a second that the anchor being thing doesn't make any sense? Like, you're telling me that I agree. The billions of trillions of years the universe has been forming around one guy that's supposed to live an average of 80 years and then he dies and then the universe dies?
It's Deadpool. It's not supposed to make sense. Okay.
Has that ever been a thing in the comics? Anchor beings of any kind, whether it's the exact thing, has that ever been a thing? Because I think they just made it up for Deadpool.
Yeah, not by that title, at least.
I rewatched Deadpool versus Wolverine. Is it Deadpool and Wolverine? I watched that movie again. Yeah. And the more you watch it, and it is funny. I know they're just trying to be a comedy. They're not trying to pay any attention to really what's going on. But the mess they made with the multiverse thing in that film alone is just mind-boggling once you start to take it apart and think about it. Logan is supposed to be its own universe, but then it ends up being in Deadpool's universe. So it's like, which one is Logan a part of? And is that separate from the main canon? Anyway, it gets
I haven't drank anything. Don't start this.
Okay. Going back to the Avengers film. Yeah, I don't know if they can live up to the hype. You know, they're promising so many characters being in it. You know, they're going to have to really work on how they bring them into the story, like you were saying, Jonathan, where they have to matter. You have all these interactions and payoffs that you're going to have to fulfill. And I mean, how many versions of the X-Men are even coming back? I imagine like they're going to do all of them, right? They're probably going to bring in Fassbender, McAvoy, and McKellen, and Stewart.
No, hang on. Sir Patrick Stewart has said that Doomsday, if I'm not mistaken, I saw a headline that Doomsday is the last acting. Yeah. The last part he is ever going to do ever. So do not assume he's going to be in Secret Wars.
Not even just X-Men. Everything. He's done acting as a whole. He's retiring, yeah.
Yeah, don't expect him to be in Secret Wars.
Aren't they filming both of these movies back to back? Or is that just
I don't know, man. I'm just
Well, Stewart's got to come back for Scrooge too, right?
I did hear that Michael Jackson will also be returning for Secret Wars as well.
As Spider-Man, because didn't he want to be Spider-Man in like the 90s or something like that? Early 2000s, right?
Wild.
That would be great. That would be better than Nick Cage Superman.